Slacker and Steve on demand.
We need five people on the phone.
Yep.
Just five random jury member type people.
Yeah.
Who, we got a case out of Germany. And you may already know about it. If you do, then we don't want to talk to you.
Okay, don't
call. We don't want you to ruin it for us. We're doing what we call Five Calls Says It All. So we're going to tell you a quick story and you tell us what you think should happen. So a couple was married and they're a German couple.
Yeah.
They're Carl and Inge.
Inga.
Oh, is that Inga?
I don't know. Inge. Inga.
Well, I mean, doesn't Inga have an A?
I don't know.
It's probably, it looks like Inge. Carl and Inge. Pretty name. So they fertilized a bunch of Inge's eggs with Carl's swimmers and froze them 5 years ago.
Real quick, that's in case they can't have their own.
I'm not sure why. Maybe they had some sort of fertility issues or something.
Okay.
And
so they're fertilized eggs now.
Yeah, because like I had friends who they were having trouble conceiving, so they went through the in vitro thing, and then they have like a stack of eggs sitting there that are ready to go, and they're like, three of these are boys and four of them are girls.
Oh, so they're already fertilized. They're just ready to be.
And then they grabbed one and put it in her, and now they have a boy.
Okay.
And then they, if they want to at any point, they can go, yes, let's grab another one of them girls.
Okay.
And then, but they, so they just got them. Anyway, Carl and Inge didn't do so well in the marriage department at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So they got a divorce.
But those eggs are still there.
Eggs are sitting right over.
Okay.
Now, this isn't like who gets the Atari or who gets the dog, who gets the 65-inch flat screen. And they didn't even fight over the eggs. He was like, under no circumstances, our marriage is over. Therefore, those eggs are, he's like, I don't want you to use them. He even said something like, I revoke my consent.
Yes. So that means she's not allowed now.
Yes.
Okay.
She went in and had one of the eggs put in her.
Huh.
The clinic did it.
Wait, how'd she pull that?
She forged his signature.
Oh, so she broke the law.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And now she has a child.
Well, she got what she wanted.
She did.
Okay.
But she wants a little more, Steve.
What do you mean?
She wants child support from Carl. Inge.
Okay, wait Inge, a second. Whoa, wait.
Inge wants child support because that's Carl's child.
So he called and revoked permission.
He did some
to
sort
use
of written.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to stand up in court. So that's, well, why isn't he, that's his case right there. He's protected.
Yep. So this is what we want you choose a side right now. Should Carl, because shouldn't he have gone and gotten the egg? Shouldn't he have, like, went to the clinic? He did some sort of, he's claiming to have done some sort of written revocation.
Okay.
That said, I didn't want these eggs to be, but I mean, the clinic is sitting there going, well, Carl, you put your swimmers on top of her eggs, and then we did it, and like we didn't know, like we don't check the local rag to see if. To see if you're divorced or not. She comes in, it's like, yeah, remember Carl and I's eggs? We're ready. And then
she signed whatever paperwork the clinic needed to do, and then they went ahead and gave her the okay. So they're not liable. According to the clinic, they think they're not liable.
They claim to not be liable.
Okay.
And so our question to you is. It, should Carl be on the hook for child support, yes or no? 303-222-5423. Amber?
Hi.
Hi. Yes or no?
Yes, he needs to pay. Still his kid. No different than a drunken night out. Oops, here you go. You got a kid. Congratulations.
Amber, I just want to say, no different than a drunken night out is a bit of a stretch. He went into a hospital room and watched some adult materials and then had a medical procedure done. And then there was no baby. There were fertilized eggs. So, but her lying to the clinic, that doesn't matter to you?
Well, kind of, but still it's his sperm. It's still his kid. Does he want to even see the kid?
But he revoked it and wants nothing to do with her and he doesn't want to have children with her, let alone with anyone. So she basically took that away from him, right?
Because by your argument, yeah. Amber, then if I use a raincoat and I throw it away in her bathroom and she decides to go fish it out,
right?
And
it's her
use the contents, it's like no different than a drunken night out. That's a little scary for me.
Well, Well, that's really gross. One, just so you know, that some crazy one woman would do that, but
yeah.
But still, does he still want to see his kid, though? Like,
that I don't know.
He wanted to see his kid. Like, irregardless, like...
Kinda, Amber. Whether he volunteered to have this done or not, it was the choice was taken away from him, but it's still his kid.
Thank you for the call, Amber.
Because those were his swimmers.
That's the thing. But it's like, we like to talk about choice. He had no choice.
He had no choice. And it's his body.
It's Pam?
Hi, how are you?
Does he owe child support? Yes or no?
You know, I think they both owe child support because they decided to do this together. So I think that she needs to pay him some restitution for going and doing that.
Yeah, she broke
the... She did. That's not fair for him because she went and forged a signature. So, you know, she wanted this baby that bad, so then she should... Pay him some restitution.
If she wants a... Why would you want a baby with the guy you're...
Exactly.
Like, I don't... Thank you for the call, Pam. Let's get a couple more in here. I'm a little floored that everybody's saying this guy owes money. Angela?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I vote no.
Why?
Because she divorced him, and apparently she didn't want anything to do with him, so why would she want his baby and be attached to him for another 18 or so more years?
Yes, that it's hard to figure that part out.
Thank you for the call. We don't know who divorced who, but it's one of those things where it's like...
Yeah.
No matter what, you nailed it at the front, dude.
I did?
She got what she... What,
yes.
She got Hell what she
high
wanted
water,
already,
she got
and now
what
she wants
wanted.
Money, too. And yeah. we're about to tell you if she gets it or not. Ruth?
Yay.
Should she get it or not?
No way.
Why?
He signed a paper and said he did not want them being used. She went behind his back. That is, you know, I'm a mom, but that's her kid now. That she wanted it and he did it. That's
even though he's got DNA in that kid. Who the victim
even
is
though.
Here is the kid.
And that's...
Yeah, that's the kid. If he wants, you know, special visits and whatnot, then maybe yes. But if he don't want nothing to do with her or the kid, I don't think he should pay child support.
And Ruth Slacker hit the nail on the head. The courts, the justice system, whatever, the legal system, they only care about the kid. And so they're going to base their decision. Okay.
That's true.
Yeah.
Brianna?
Yay.
You get last word. Pay child support or not?
Absolutely not.
Wow.
He decided that he didn't want to have the kid, got divorced for whatever reason. And it sounds to me like she's trying to get him to stick with her. But, you know, she went behind his back, signed the paper illegally, and decided she was going to have a baby without his consent. So he shouldn't have to pay for that. It wasn't his decision.
Right.
Well, Brianna, the court ruled that the clinic was not liable because there was no way they could know.
Right.
But they ruled that he does, in fact, owe child support.
Yeah, they didn't care about what...
Really?
Yeah, they didn't care that she broke the law. She was all shady and behind people's backs. They only think about that kid. That's why...
Thank you for the call.
I'm not going to the soapbox again. I do that every time.
No, but it's a fair thing to say, Steve. Say it. Because if you're a guy, Steve's got the plan for you.
Yeah. Test every child in the delivery room. Because so often moms are infidelity and they'd rather cover up the infidelity than be true about the origins of that child. It's more important for the mom to lie and not get in trouble than it is to have an honest beginning for this child's life.
Now, if you're new to the show, all that was Steve's voice. So when you're writing the bus man, say that Steve is the insensitive one. I didn't say any of the stuff that Steve just said.
Yeah, that's.
And
that's,
I will chastise him
okay.
for being as right as he just was.
Slacker and Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.